Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, one of my favorite rabbis and a great rabbi of America, spoke of prayer as being the pinnacle or the opportunity for a person to try to express the ineffable, to offer something back to God, just a taste of the gratitude that one has for one's life. The Shabbat morning experience is the peak of a week's worth of prayer, where we come together as a congregation on Saturday morning to build ourselves into a community, into those peak experiences, to really offer that prayer at its highest. Our Shabbat morning prayer begins with early morning psalms and chants, which bring the individual worshiper to become slowly, carefully, slightly, and kindly to become part of a community. So the early morning part of the service has psalms that are dedicated to the day, dedicated to Shabbat, to the Sabbath. Psalms, especially 145 to 150, the famous Hallelujah psalm at the end, that eventually bring us together, each offered by a worshiper to some degree individually, but then bring us together at the conclusion, at the Baruch Hu, which is the blessing of calling the whole congregation to join as one voice, as we bow humbly before God in the Ark, and then join together as a community. From there, we offer perhaps the watchword, the statement of faith in Judaism, the Shema Yisrael, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, followed by the Ve'ahavta, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And then we move forward to the what should be the peak of the prayer experience, which really lifts us up. It's actually done mostly in a whisper, based on the prayer of Hannah, and one actually is called the Amidah. It is rooted in the back thousands of years ago when the temple in Jerusalem existed. We offered a sacrifice every day, but especially on Shabbat, on the Sabbath. And so that prayer comes in place of that sacrifice. Really, it's called a sacrifice of the heart. At the conclusion of that Amidah, that sacrificial prayer, deep prayer that is offered, we then read selections from the scriptures, from the five books of Moses, the Torah. We then read selections called the Haftarah, which is from the prophetic books, Amos, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and then we conclude our service with an additional standing prayer, additional sacrificial offering, because as it says in the Torah, there was an additional offering of sacrifice offered on the Sabbath.